اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
ودعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon the soul of Prophet Muhammad and his purified progeny. Dear audience, Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to another episode of the program Let's Recite the Quran, coming to you from the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. I'm your host Mahdi, and as always, we are joined by Quran expert, dear brother Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum, brother.
Wa alaikum assalam. Brother Mahdi, and assalamu alaikum to all of the dear listeners of this program, and thank you very much for having me.
Thank you, brother. Well, dear audience, as you may know, this program, Let's Recite the Quran, consists of several Quranic parts. First, we are going to talk about a famous Quran reciter. Then, we are going to listen to a recitation by that reciter. After it, Brother Muhammad will analyze that recitation. Well, today we are going to listen to a recitation by Sheikh Mahmoud Abdul Hakam. This great Egyptian reciter was born in 1915. At the age of 10, he managed to memorize the Noble Quran completely within 2 years. In 1940, along with Sheikh Muhammad Rifat and Sheikh Ali Mahmoud, Sheikh Mahmoud Abdul Hakam established the first association of the Quran reciter. In 1944, he joined Egyptian Quran Radio, and he passed away in 1982 at the age of 67. May Allah bless him. Now let's listen to the recitation of verses 20 to 23 of Surah Al-Mu'minun, recited by Sheikh Mahmoud Abdul Hakam, preceded by its English translation. Let's enjoy it.
كتاب الله كتاب الله كتاب الله.
In the name of Allah, the absolutely merciful, the especially merciful. And a tree that springs forth from Mount Sinai that grows oil and is a relish for the eaters. And verily, in the cattle there is indeed a lesson for you. We give you to drink of that which is in their bellies, and there are in them numerous benefits for you, and of them you eat. And on them and on ships you are carried. And indeed we sent Noah to his people, and he said, O my people, worship Allah. You have no other God but Him. Will you not then be afraid? But the chiefs of those who disbelieved among his people said, He is no more than a human being like you. He seeks to make himself superior to you. Had Allah willed, he surely could have sent down angels. Never did we hear such a thing among our fathers of old.
وشجرة تخرج من طور سيناء تنبت بالدهن وصبغ للآكلين وإن لكم في الأنعام ولكم فيها منافع كثيرة ومنها تأكلون عليها وعلى الفلك تحملون.
Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, you're still listening to the program Let's Recite the Quran, coming to you from the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. And what you just listened to was recitation of Surah Al-Mu'minun, verses 20 to 23, recited by Sheikh Mahmoud Abdul Hakam. And now, Brother Muhammad, let's talk about this beautiful recitation.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Yes, Sheikh Mahmoud Abdul Hakam recited these beautiful verses of the Quran in Maqam Sika and also Maqam Huzam, which is a branch of Maqam Sika. Sheikh Abdul Hakam has a very deep voice. He has a very, his qarar is a very low note. For example, it's sol, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We have do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, si, do. It's sol. It's the lower sol, okay? And he has a very good voice. And in this recitation, he used the jawabat as well as the qarar of his voice. And he recited them very beautifully. I really enjoyed this recitation. In these verses, we had many, many rules of tajweed. We had ikhfa, we had idgham.
And iglab.
Yes, we had mad, madul muttasil, and some other rules of tajweed. Okay, verse number 20. وَشَجَرَةً تَخْرُجُ. First of all, the word شَجَرَةً, the ra has to be pronounced with
thickness,
with tafkhim, with velarization. The back of the tongue is raised.
Yes.
We have a full mouth when pronouncing this letter.
That's right.
وَشَجَرَةً. And the thing that causes the thickness is the velarization. The back of the tongue is raised toward the velum.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why it's called velarization. It comes from the word velum, which is also known as the soft palate. Then we have a rule of ikhfa. شَجَرَةً تَخْرُجُ. Okay, here it is a tanween, and tanween and nun sakina are essentially the same in terms of the rules that are applied to them. Okay? So if you see a tanween, you have to know that it's a rule of nun sakina.
Yes.
Okay? And here we have a ta after the tanween.
That is a letter of ikhfa.
It's a letter of ikhfa. It's not a letter of idhar or idgham or iqlab. Uh-huh. It's a letter of ikhfa, which we said that they are the remaining letters, huruf ma baqi, whatever remains other than the letters of idgham.
Three groups that you mentioned.
Yes. Ilhar, huruf al-halqiyya, which are hamza, ha, ha, kha, ayn, and ghain.
Yes.
And the one letter of iqlab. And whenever ikhfa takes place, You should not pronounce Nun Sakina from its own place of articulation.
Yes.
You have to approximate the place of articulation of the letter of Ikhfa, the next letter after the Tanwin or Nun Sakina. It means that, approximation means that the articulator which is used to pronounce Ta, okay? When we say articulator, we could mean the tongue, the lips,
the teeth,
or even the throat sometimes, okay? Yeah. Whatever is used to produce the sound of a letter is called an articulator. So the articulator of Ta is the tongue, okay? So we have to approximate the place of articulation of Ta. We bring the head of the tongue, which is used for pronouncing Ta, really close to the gum line behind the upper front teeth. Ta.
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 But we do not touch, actually.
But we don't make a touch. We say, وَشَجَرَةً تَخْرُجُ.
وَشَجَرَةً
تَخْرُجُ. It gets really close to the place of articulation of Ta. We hold the tongue in this position for two vowel counts while we apply
nasalization.
وَشَجَرَةً تَخْرُجُ. وَشَجَرَةً تَخْرُجُ. This is إِخْفَاء. Okay, we have another إِخْفَاء. مِنْطُورِ. مِنْطُورِ. Now, the letter of إِخْفَاء here is another letter. It's not تَ, it's طَ. But in fact, they have the same place of articulation.
Mm-hmm.
The only difference is that ta also has tafkhim. And so we have to show the tafkhim and also the itbaq.
Yeah,
it's the a foreign, yes. It's the strongest letter in the Arabic alphabet. And we have to raise the root of the tongue while applying the ikhfa and also the body of the tongue.
Yes.
The back of the tongue also. So, miltori. It's like we are applying the tafkhim while we are applying the ikhfa. There are other rules of tajweed in these verses as well. We don't have time to go over all of them. But let's mention the last one, which is sayna'a. This is matul muttasil.
A conjunct mat.
Yes. And matul muttasil takes place whenever there is a hamza after a long vowel. And the hamza has to be in the same word as that long vowel.
That is matul muttasil.
And this is matul muttasil. You can lengthen it to four or five vowel counts.
Thank you, Brother Muhammad, and thank you, dear audience of IRIB English Radio. That was the final part of the program, Let's Recite the Quran. If you have any comments, questions, or suggestions, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. And don't forget to visit our website, that is parstoday.com. Please click on the tab Call of Islam, and there you can listen to this program as well as other programs of this radio. Until next time, we'll leave you in Allah's care. Have a nice time and goodbye. ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان هو القرآن ضياء يملأ الآفاق ونور يبعث الأشواق وفيه محاسن الأخلاق.